Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, David Copperfield, David Blaine, Joey Devine, Teller, Doug Henning, Ricky J, Sean Keane, Harry Anderson, Ken, special guest Katie Heidel, Patreons Alan Hutchison Maxwell, thank you AHM, James Forrest, thank you James, Troy, thank you Troy, musical guest Magic, the Canadian band who spells their name in all caps with an exclamation point at the end. And now, the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine!
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, and we are back with an all-new episode. I'm here, as always, with my very good friend, America's Uncle Dad, Sean Keane. Sean, how are you?
Good, good. Been teaching a lot of swim lessons. Was hanging out with an actual nephew just minutes ago.
Like, as opposed to some of the fake nephews you have?
Well, I have a lot of, like, children I'm not related to that I sort of have an uncle-ish relationship with. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. How many jean shorts do you own at this point, Sean? The most uncle of clothes.
I actually don't own any jean shorts.
Well, listeners, give Sean your jean shorts.
I have a lot of silly t-shirts.
Speaking of shorts, we have the inventor of shorts to clothing on today's episode. The expert in all things feelings and basketball. It's our good friend from the Great White North, Katie Heindel. Katie, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. Ask me how many pairs of jean shorts I have.
How many pairs of jean shorts do you
have? I think I have five. And
five?
They're all different, colors.
How many are cutoffs?
Oh, all of them.
All of them are cutoff jean shorts? Okay, yeah.
Oh, like, well, one, like, came as shorts, but they were cut, like, they don't make them like that. You can't. Someone got them off somewhere.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't all clothing at some point a cutoff because of how they manufacture the clothing?
Mm. Yeah, like, unless it's like the Joker, the Heath Ledger Joker's clothes that are like bespoke and untraceable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But even those started off as large sheets of fabric, right?
Yeah, I just feel like he probably like burned them or used a machete or something.
Ask me how many pairs of shorts I brought to Summer League.
How many pairs of shorts did you bring to Summer League, Katie?
talk about three pairs of jean shorts.
Three pairs of jean shorts? Did you bring
them? Yeah.
I'm not... We hung out a lot in Summer League, and I don't remember you wearing jean shorts at any point we were hanging out, Katie.
I was wearing black cutoffs.
Yeah.
The last night we hung out. I wore...
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. No, that's correct. Yeah, because I was looking at your shoes at that one point. Well, if you'd like to hear about that interaction, subscribe to Basketball Feelings. Before we start talking to Katie full bore about Summer League, though, just some business off the top. 5-star reviews, rate, review, subscribe on iTunes or wherever, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. According to every other podcast I've ever heard, it helps. And I am nothing if not a follower. Patreon.com/roundrockpod is where you can give us money if you'd like to give us money in exchange for the dumbest shit alive. Sean, what was on the Patreon last week?
We had a lot of updates from Las Vegas, from you and your adventures watching basketball games and going to Capstock, the Summer League concert. And things didn't go well at Capstock.
They did not, no. If you'd like to hear about what happened at Capstock, just know that it began with Kevin Pelton giving a speech that said, champagne for my real friends, campaign at a full 5-year mid-level exception contract for my sham friends. And then devolved from there. TeePublic.com is where you can buy our t-shirts. I highly recommend buying the John Collins Airplane Dunk t-shirt. You can really own a piece of history there buying that the photo of John Collins breaking an airplane in the dunk contest. I believe there's a sale. It seems like we get emails like every week about how there's a sale. And they're just begging us to tell you guys about the t-shirts, and I always forget. So, lady from T Public, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
What if she was listening to every episode,
yeah,
Joey?
Just waiting for me to talk about...
Like, trying to learn the references. Story, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like, please, for the poor lady at T Public who's so nice, please buy one of our t-shirts. Don't do it for us. Call us on the phone at the number in the description or email us at roundrockpod@gmail.com because we always want to hear from you. And follow us on Twitter at roundrockpod. God, it takes me forever to do the business. I'm sorry, Katie. I'm sorry you had to listen to that. Katie, you were at Summer League. I was at Summer League. Sean was not. I'm assuming Sean has some Summer League questions for us. Sean, what do you want to know?
I do have a couple questions. Okay. So I feel like from what I heard and from what I saw on TV, this is a rare Summer League where there wasn't a really disappointing lottery pick, like playing really badly. Could you guys share some players who you've been who did you like fall in love with this year at Summer League that you maybe weren't fond of before? I just realized I was trending kind of negative with that setup.
And Katie only likes a positive, so keep it up. Sean.
I'll tell you what I didn't like, because I can't actually think of... I fell in more in love with people, but I didn't fall in love with people that I didn't like before, because I didn't dislike anybody going into Summer League. I'll tell you that.
It felt like 2 years ago you got really into the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, well, because Jared Allen was on that team. I don't think I paid attention to any of their, like, draft picks. It was just like, oh, Jared's on this team? Let's see. I guess I fell in love with the Raptors Summer League team because I had a lot of opportunities to, like, chat with them, and they're, like, such sweet angels.
Except you weren't allowed to do pull-asides,
no
walkabouts, no grab-and-goes.
No grab-and-goes, explicitly. I'll tell you what I didn't like.
Sean, there was this very upsetting email that the Summer League organizers sent every journalist at the beginning of Summer League, that was all anyone would talk about for 2 days, that used those exact words. Like, we're under COVID we're under COVID protocols, so when talking to players, no grab and goes, no walk and talks, no pull asides. Like, those are actual terms. And I just know some journalist came up with some other word to try and get away with it, right, Katie?
Oh, exactly.
Like, yeah, like the slip and slide.
Yeah, pick and quip.
I did like the cry and go mostly. That worked out for me well.
Yeah, that's
well.
Not really forbidden at all.
No, they like that, and it confused the hell out of everybody. I was gonna say I didn't like everybody making fun of the older man who was playing for the Magic.
Oh, Giannis Tima, who looked insane. So I'm less on Katie's side on this one, because when he came in the game, I was like, what the fuck?
Giannis Tima is a Latvian player. Mm-hmm. How old is he? He's 29.
I mean, but he looks like a replicant.
He's seen some things, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
seen.
He's covered in tattoos. He looks like Rutger Hauer from Blade Runner.
Yeah.
And Kate, and also, look, the picture that was going around that was taken by Tom Not Tom, didn't do justice to what was going on with his tan, I would say. He was so tan he looked orange, in contrast to his platinum white hair and insane tattoos. And Katie was upset the second he came in that everyone was like, ha ha, look at this fucking guy.
Joey
and
did
I
his...
was like, ha ha, this fucking guy.
Is it weird that he's playing Summer League?
He was drafted...
Like, is he trying to make it to the league?
I know. I don't think so. See, something that people don't understand about Summer League is a lot of international scouts are there watching as well. So, like, there weren't as many this year, but, like, some years at Summer League, as a smoker, I would walk outside, and it was like I was at the UN. Where there's just, like, 18 Chinese basketball scouts just, like, blowing smoke in each other's face while I was blowing smoke in their face as well. Next to, like, two Latvian guys, a Serbian guy, like, because, and, like, a Russian guy. And I'm the one American out there just like, whoa, this is crazy.
Okay, so he might just be, so he's probably trying to get...
I think he's trying to get
a different Euro job.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get an international contract. I mean, he was drafted by somebody. Somebody owns his draft rights.
I think the Memphis Grizzlies do. He's in. I was looking at John Hollinger's transactions, and he is part of that. So I don't think he's gone. Yeah, Memphis took him with the last pick in the draft in 2013.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had to draft him. It was the 20 years after. That were the problem.
Wait, do you know who else was trying to get a contract, but a recording contract? Macklemore's. No, it wasn't Macklemore. Riff Raff.
It's Riff
Raff. His name sounded like Macklemore.
His name is Mac McClung on the Lakers. The Lakers had a funny summer league team because they clearly were trying to hit on, like, they were trying to double down on Alex Caruso's spot, where it's like, oh, we need a hustle white. So they
and
had
we need
all
two
these guys.
Choices.
Yeah, yeah, there was Austin Reeves and Mac McClung, who is actually, as everyone knows, Jody Highroller's cousin. And for those of you that don't know who Jody Highroller is, it is, of course, Riff Raff. American rapper, the man who had the greatest did the greatest freestyle of all time, which mentions multiple basketball teams. Everyone everyone's aware of Riff Raff's freestyle.
Is he I'm actually not. Is Jody Highroller like is that like Bobby Digital, or is that like a role he plays somewhere?
That I'm not sure. I just know his socials are all Jody Highroller.
Oh, okay.
But no, his name is Riff Raff. You might, you know,
you he could have
played for the he could have played for the Dallas Mavericks, but they found crack in his jacket. Mm-hmm. That Riff Raff, mm-hmm. you know.
Right, right. Yes, yes. His real name is Horst.
Wait, Riff Raff's real name is Horst?
Horst Christian Simcoe.
That's tight, dude. Anyway, he has a cousin named Mac McClung, who was playing for the Lakers this year.
He missed a lot of dunks.
He did miss a lot of dunks.
So does that mean that Mac McClung probably knows Andy Milonakis?
Yeah, of course. Right?
Yeah.
John, what other questions do you have about Summer League?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, okay, I'm gonna ask this question. I found out that Zaire Williams of the Memphis Grizzlies is on a 5,000 calorie a day diet because he's like 6'8 and 175.
I have a cute story about this.
Where would you go in Vegas if you had to eat 5,000 calories in a day? How would you approach that as a summer? Say you're not working out or anything, you just have to go somewhere in Vegas and put down 5,000 calories. And I know there's not buffets right now.
I'll tell you, it probably would be the moves that I seem to make eating in Vegas, which is like psychotic meal choices.
Katie wanted a taco salad the entire time we were there.
Did you finally get one?
Yeah, Joey found me one.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
Like, not, you know what?
It wasn't very good.
It was good because he found it and it like scratched kind of an itch, but you know, you don't get the whole itch, but it's okay.
Yeah. Not unlike trying to replace, Alex Caruso with Mac McClung in Austin.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It just doesn't do, it doesn't do all that stuff.
But Sean, when that got question was like, cause they said that on the broadcast and I was talking to Xavier Tillman in the Grizzlies post game, and one of the beat reporters asked him that, and they were like, Zaire has to eat that many calories a day. Like, would you ever try that? He was like, no, I gotta do the opposite of that. Died.
I have a story about eating 5,000 calories in a day.
Yeah, please.
As many of our listeners know, I used to work at the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. Mm-hmm. For multiple years, owned by Houston Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta, who at some point we should make an update about the slot machine this year. But they had a menu item on the menu. It's called the Mama Southern Fried Chicken. That was literally 4,000 calories.
That's amazing.
So I would eat at the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. I would eat one meal at the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Is there one in Vegas?
Of course.
Why am I even asking that question? Jesus. All right. I wonder how many prime ribs that would be.
Well, but if I were in Vegas, what I would really eat at is, of course, at Siegel's 1941, the greatest restaurant in downtown Vegas, in the El Cortez Hotel, where all 24 hours a day for $14.95, you can get a prime rib dinner. And you sub... To get in the more calories, you got to sub French fries for the mashed potatoes.
That's true. That's
Katie
true.
Katie and I ate there one night.
Was it all that you remember? I think we ate there at least three times on a 4-day trip to Vegas. Mm-hmm.
Katie and I also ate at a Denny's at 8 in the morning when we hadn't gone to sleep yet.
Keith told me a story about...
From Fast Break Breakfast. You got
Keith Parrish from Fast Break Breakfast.
We're podcasting, not being friends.
Sorry, Keith Parrish from the Fast Break Breakfast podcast and the Grits and Grind podcast.
Yeah, part of new member of GMG
Grind City Media. he had a story about leaving, I think, at 4 a.m. that time.
Yep.
And then waking up and somehow his phone was broken. He didn't remember how. And then he slashed his thumb open and then like bled around the city of Las Vegas for like an hour.
That might have had something to do with the multiple Long Island iced teas. Katie kept ordering them.
Look, he kept drinking them. He enjoyed the hell out of those. And I have to say, I find it pretty ironic that the breakfast man did not come to breakfast with us.
That's true. That's a good point. Wow. Oh my gosh.
I will say the funniest Keith and Katie interaction I saw at Summer League was Katie sat down at a Star Trek The Next Generation slot machine and won $70 immediately and then cashed out. And then Keith sat down at the same machine, and Katie looked at me and went, "This poor guy, he's about to lose it all. He doesn't know what just happened on that machine."
I also think I was pretty like mean to Keith when we were playing like virtual blackjack. I was really pressured. I was kept calling him a coward.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Is that normally what you do in the casinos? Are you a troublemaker? You just win money.
You know. Yeah, you know what happened to me. I went Grim that night.
Well, yeah, it's not called Grim mode anymore. It's okay. Mm-hmm. So two years ago, this is
actually leading me into my next question. Last time in Vegas, we had a bit of a love affair with a Gremlins slot machine, and also secondarily a Batman 66 slot machine,
which does not exist anymore.
Yeah, and in the past, Joey's had a lot of luck with the Sex and the City machine, specifically
the Big Diamonds edition. Also, has been retired from.
So what was the Star Trek The Next Generation slot machine? The new star, the new
for Katie, it was. She went Borg mode.
Did you get like three Worfs? Is that what $70 is worth?
Remember what I. None of those machines make sense. It's like a Borg, like a weird egg. No, that's the aliens machine. It's like Diana Troy's hair, it's like Worf's monocle or something. Uh-huh. And then you're like, oh, cool. I won $70. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you what happened.
I can tell you what happened.
Please.
A Borg bonus appeared. And it started making like the red alert noise, and then the Enterprise kept showing up and shooting its laser beams at different Borg spaceships, and then for different dollar amounts.
Oh.
So Katie went full Borg that night.
Wow, she was Lacutus, I believe.
Except Katie, the Katie's actual machine. Mm. Do you want to explain that?
Yeah, okay. I don't know. We didn't make like a pilgrimage here the last time we were there, Sean, but like bless Joey and Julian's patient hearts, because I actually am not sure how I got them to do this. But we went to Caesars, where my favorite machine is. Mm-hmm. Sorry, there's some really upset dogs. Gee.
Katie convinced us to drive her. Katie convinced us. Go ahead. Yeah. You go ahead.
No, actually, you tell me how I convinced you, because I'm still not sure.
Julian and Katie both weren't tired because of all the caffeine from the Long Island iced teas Katie kept making them drink. Julian, of course, at Juice Manji on Twitter.
Yeah. Friend of the pod.
The only good Laker fan. Weren't tired from all the splashes of Coke in there. Oh, also, they ordered these disgusting double tequilas at one point, and the only way I could think to make it taste better was to give them a float of my yellow Red Bulls on top, which might also explain why they were up at 4 in the morning. because these drinks they got at the Four Queens were undrinkable.
At the Four Queens?
Yeah.
What?
On Fremont Street in Las Vegas.
Yeah, this is
one of my favorite places.
You're not
going to
hear any stories about like the win here.
Well, this is what happened.
Oh, okay.
Katie wasn't tired. Neither was Julian. I was stone cold sober, of course. And Katie was like, "I want to find a Dolly Parton machine." And we walked around, couldn't find one, and Katie was like, "The only place I know where there's a Dolly Parton machine that's not the airport is at the, not the Flamingo, is at Caesars." Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So I drove them to Caesars and then watched Katie play the Dolly Parton slot machine at 5 in the morning.
How'd it go?
Big.
Yeah, she won huge.
She won huge, which means the next vaccine boosters aren't getting funded, unfortunately, because Katie wiped out Dolly Parton's fortune.
Yeah.
Okay, but the best part about that machine is I played it the first day I got to Vegas with Dave Dufour, and I broke it. It froze because we came back an hour later. We passed by. We abandoned it because I was too embarrassed and, like, ashamed of myself that I broke that I broke it. And then we came back and it was still doing the same thing when we did. So when we all went back, it had moved, which is how I know I literally broke it, because they obviously took it out, fixed it, brought it back and put it like on a different side of the weird little rotation it was on. Oh, but I won like, what, 120
it was like
bucks?
120 bucks, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. After, of course, we had been playing craps for like a long time. We played craps with our friend listener Brian Hickey, who came to the meetup with his lovely wife Lisa.
Craps and, champion, Brian.
Yeah, Hickey. And he won us money again. Me and him won money again, and then we started losing at craps a little bit, and then Keith and Julian and I both started winning, while Katie did not know what was going on the whole time, but then she was also winning. Katie was getting very frustrated that I could not explain craps to her properly.
It wasn't the time or the place, like, to be fair. I just didn't want to feel left out.
So I have one more Las Vegas question. Keith Parrish had a great story about watching Shams Charania get denied entry to the media room until he found an actual team owner to escort him. What was your favorite famous person, media or otherwise, interaction at Summer League this year? Even if you just witnessed it. It doesn't have to be a personal interaction.
I don't know that I had any. Like, someone told me, the Dime Dudes told me that we saw Shay downtown that night, but I do not recall that. So I had no Amir. Nothing will top like the Amir sighting.
Yeah,
seeing Amir Johnson on Fremont Street.
I mean, I won't lie. I was very like, tall drink. Maybe it'll happen again. It's like, this seems like the fucked up magical place where something like that would happen again. It didn't. And quite frankly, I'm glad I didn't have like a mediocre, you know, like celeb or star sighting, because that will still remain.
You're like a mirror.
Top of the echelon. Yeah.
I saw Thon Maker playing craps at the Wynn Casino. That was hilarious.
That's a perfect Summer League interaction right there.
So tall. Just so tall. For those of you that haven't played craps before, you get yelled at a lot about how to keep the dice at table height. And I can't imagine that they weren't yelling at Thon Maker a ton. And then he was like, didn't you see my high school mixtape?
He's like, this is nothing. I used to play for Jason Kidd. Yeah. He yelled at me all the time. I have one.
Oh, I also saw Kevon Looney in normal clothes. Also weird? At the Wynn Casino. Looks much less like a Dracula and moves less like a Frankenstein in normal clothes. Gotta say.
I'm glad he never had to wear the sleeved jersey.
Also, at one point we were in a bar and Nick Collison was sitting right behind us. And it got to the point where our friend Julian was like so focused. He was like, I cannot believe. Like, not starstruck. He was just like, I cannot focus on this conversation because it's so stupid. Nick Collison is behind me.
Nick Collison, going like,
he kept going like, is he still there? And I'd be like, yeah, Nick Collison's still there. Sorry, Julian.
That's how Oklahoma City fans felt looking at the roster. Nick Collison's still there? Oh, I'd one final question. Katie, is there anywhere someone could find your writings about Summer League?
Oh, yeah, my diary, which I scanned, put online at basketballfeelings.substack.com. Well,
Katie, the only good Substack.
Well, that's not true. Our friend KD also has a good Substack. Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of good Substacks. I'm sorry. I just immediately thought of Glenn Greenwald, and I was like, oh, Katie's been pilled.
Well, Katie, excellent job talking about Summer League without
I did pretty good.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Thanks.
I should say we did have our listener meetup at the Tillman Fertitta slot machines, and unfortunately, Tillman beat us. He took the whole $100. At one point, we got three in a row dollar bills with his face on it that said jackpot under it, and then it was only $20. That's which very is the Tillman most right Tillman there. Fertitta shit in the world.
You got three jackpots in a row, and your jackpot was $20.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But I think you summoned Tillman because he showed up in Vegas the next night.
We didn't. I didn't see him, but our friends from Dime at Up Rocks saw him staking out other food places at a casino that he does not own.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he's looking at prices at restaurants in the Cosmo.
Yeah.
He's like, we could be charging more at Saltwater Steakhouse. Yeah.
Also, they moved the machines, John. They moved the billionaire buyer machines into a much less prominent
place. I was just going to say.
So I'm going to tell you, it's very possible that by next year they won't exist. So we got to be ready for that.
One was broken,
One was broken.
No one was coming to fix it.
Do you? I mean, it's got to be weird because he is much more of a pariah than he was 2 years ago, I would say. Yeah. Just... Like, do you think they noticed a weird spike in the activity on the billionaire buyer machine? Like, no one wants this. Because it's not very exciting.
No, it's also a bad slot machine.
Yeah, and there's just kind of, like, odd footage from a CNBC show that was not really that popular to begin with, but hasn't been on for a few years.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say, if and when the Tillman Fertitta slot machines don't exist, Sean, what we're going to do is we're going to take that $100 and we're going to take it to the roulette table and bet it all on red, because that is where his finances always are.
I love it.
Well, that's enough for Summer League. Katie, there's another reason we had you on. You had this idea. Stan Van Gundy tweeted something, and it is not what you think it was. Sean, do you want to explain what the genesis of what happened here?
Yeah, so Rex Chapman quote tweeted one of those essentially like, it felt like something that would have been very popular on Facebook 10 years ago. Yeah. Like very like almost like early internet. There's a list that says, how many of these things have you done? And somebody named Candace Frederick wrote, I've only done 9. My God. Mm-hmm. And there's a list of 50 things.
Yeah.
Rex Chapman said 40. Rex Chapman, the NBA's George Takei.
Well, I've told you what Rex Chapman actually is. He's the NBA's Faces of Death. That's his Twitter account.
Oh, because Walker Charge is like,
it's every video he posts, it's like, we are a few, like we are 100 tweets away from Rex Chapman just straight up posting like a picture of a man getting, I mean, a video of a man getting hit by a train.
Like Blocker Charge.
Yeah.
So internet memer and snuff film enthusiast Rex Chapman also had a basketball career. He said that he'd done 40 of the 50 things on the list, and that did not include riding a horse, being on a jury, scuba diving, a piercing, or a tattoo. And
which, then we know why Rex Chapman hasn't been on a jury. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. It's very clear. He has an automatic. I don't think you even have to use a juror challenge for him. Yeah. They just see him, they're like, no. And Stan Van Gundy, for some reason, because he is one of the few NBA coaches to, I guess this happened just before he got the job, but he joined Twitter and immediately became a reply guy, but also was coaching a basketball team. But it almost feels like being a reply guy was the bigger priority.
Uh-huh. He's like, it's Jeff Tiedrich.
Yeah. Posting is just very, it can be very seductive. Mm-hmm. And I think, so he replied and he said he'd done 28 of the things on this list. And I, Katie, as almost like a bard of Stan Van Gundy, we wanted to talk about.
Katie sent this to us and was like, guys, you have to have me on so we can decide which of these 50 things that Stan Van Gundy did. But you know what's not on here? that Stan Van Gundy did is be an Islamophobe. So that's cool.
Well, that's we'll get to that later.
He's not. I just want to say he's not the first person in the world to demand someone build a wall and then also be outed as being Islamophobic.
Okay. So, Katie, did you get your own score on this list?
Yeah, I have one more than Stan Van Gundy at 29. Wow.
So, yes, Stan Gundy has 29.
Okay. No, he has 28.
28.
We're trying to
figure
out what 28. He has.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
let's go down the list, I think. Mm-hmm. Number one is Ben Married.
Now, wait, hold on. The one thing I want to do is I also think we should do this for Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Just because Jeff is fun.
Okay. Well, all right. I will keep track here.
No, I'm actually
keeping
track.
Oh, you got it.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. So Stan Van, number one is Ben Married. I'm going to say yes, Stan Van Gundy has definitely been married.
Yes, both Van Gundys are married to women named Kim, and they've mm-hmm. been married for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Katie, you agree? You agree with that fact Sean just said?
Yeah.
It is weird that both their wives are named Kim, I think, mm-hmm. but yep. they both seem like, you know, lovely, lovely people.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sean, what's next?
Number two is Ben divorced.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, does having divorced energy count?
Because they
both for sure have divorced energy.
Jeff has more divorced energy. Now, I will
Jeff
say...
has like 7-time divorced energy. Stan has 1-time divorced energy, I would
like,
say.
Like, and it broke his heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stan's as dejected and Jeff's as aggressive.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like Stan Van Gundy had to get divorced from the Miami Heat, the Orlando Magic, and the New Orleans Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that neither Van Gundy, I think they are still married to their original
but
wives.
Here's a question. Does waving Josh Smith count just outright? Because
that's more like leaving a teenager at a fire station at one of those like safe surrender spots for like pregnant women, but he's like 12 and you left him there.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to go with no for both of them on two. Number two. This is going to take us forever. All right. Sean, number three, what is it?
Fallen in love.
You know what? I think Stan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeff. No, but he won't cop to it.
Yeah.
So this is a yes, though, with an asterisk.
Yeah.
All right. Number four is skipped school.
This is the reverse. Stan, no. Jeff, yes.
Yeah. What do you think Jeff was doing when he skipped school, Katie?
Oh, like driving around in his car.
Yeah, like deciding where to go for off-campus lunch and then just getting disappointed in the options and like frustratedly just going back to school.
Mm-hmm. See, I think he 100% was bullied by some older kids into going into the woods to see a dead body. I think that's what Jeff Van Gundy was.
You think he complained about trauma the dead on his body? Face.
What did you say, Sean?
I said, do you think he complained about the dead body?
Absolutely.
Like, oh, rigor, what happened to rigor mortis? I was moving around.
All right, what's number five?
And Mark
Sean?
Jackson's just like, look at this corpse, decomposing, falling apart. Being pecked at by vultures. Mama, there goes that scavenger.
Sean, what about number five?
Number five is had a child.
Yeah, this is yes for both, right?
They both have, yeah. This is a little controversial. Number six, rode in an ambulance.
I think no for both.
See, I think yes for both.
Okay.
I can't think of the scenario, but like...
Okay,
I mean,
here's...
I imagine
argue
Jeff,
for
like,
Jeff
piling
first.
Into a Yao ambulance. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeff, okay. Yeah.
Jeff, for sure. I mean, Jeff has the worst luck in the world.
Yeah, his like, car did get destroyed by the team airplane.
and no one was giving him a ride.
Yeah, and he had to sleep in his office at the practice.
He also once like tried to break up a fight by holding Alonzo Mourning's leg.
And just got dragged.
Yeah.
So yeah, he would want to be a part of it. I could see Stan just being like, "I don't want to interfere."
Wait, interfere with what? You don't
with the EMTs? They're trained.
No, the question is, have you ever been hurt badly that you get put in an ambulance?
Oh, I was thinking like riding along. See, like the way a
child, like a child at the fire station. I mean, like, that's yes for both too.
But like, no, I mean, like if the I was thinking of it as more as like the play. You're correct. You're not wrong here. I had just thought of it as like Jeff coming along when one of his players got hurt.
No.
Like, I can't leave him. I'm the coach.
No, Jeff absolutely like
has been the victim of it. Yeah,
he
somehow
got like a noble gas in his eyes somehow and had to go to the ambulance. Like a basketball hit like some poison that he accidentally inhaled and had to ride in an ambulance for sure.
By the way, Jeff Van Gundy's wife was not in favor of him leaving Yale to pursue a career as a basketball player.
Well, you know what? She was probably right.
Okay.
Stan Van Gundy, though. To me, he has big heart attack energy and has definitely been in an ambulance.
Oh, no.
I still think he's more likely to... I'm going to say no.
You think he ever broke a bone as a kid?
I think maybe superficial head wound, because those bleed a lot. And I can see him really flipping out.
Yeah, I mean, look, he fell off a bike. That's why he wore all that bike safety gear in that picture. Yeah.
The Detroit one?
Yeah.
He was just wearing Pistons gear.
Yeah. I mean, he's also a man who faked that sign in front of his house, too, remember?
Oh, you know, and he does rip around on his motorboat a lot.
I think he's been in an ambulance. I think
he'd want to pay for it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Kim!
I'll drive myself.
You know what? That has convinced me. Stan Van Gundy has not been in an ambulance.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how they get you.
I think we can do all of these really fast.
Yeah. Okay. So 7 through 13 are: have they visited Hawaii, Paris, Las Vegas, Canada, Australia, Italy, Mexico? And I am going to say Stan is an absolute yes for Hawaii. I don't know any information about it, but like he could have been born wearing one of
those.
This is
a yes for everything. These guys are rich. They're like rich dudes who also play like who coach basketball teams like internationally.
Well, I mean, they've definitely been to Canada. They've definitely been to Vegas, Hawaii are absolutely. I don't know about Australia.
They've been.
But I think Italy, Paris, and Mexico, they've conceivably gone to for work.
I think Jeff begrudgingly like went to Europe. I really do think that.
Right. So I think Jeff is a no for Australia because he couldn't take the flight.
See, I just think, don't you think Jeff, I'm pretty sure because Jeff coached the like junior Olympic team. I just think he's been to Australia.
I mean, I can definitely see him being perturbed about that flight for sure.
Yeah.
he just seems like a bit of a homebody.
But I feel like he's got like he would vibe pretty well with some really weird Australians, though. Mm-hmm. Like once he got there.
Oh, he would love Australians. He'd be like, these people are wild. Be like, have you ever been around an Australian guy? They call barbecues Barbies.
All right, I could see that. All right, fine. Yes on all. All right, 14. Okay, so these I'm going to combine 14, 15, and 16. Swim in the Pacific/Caribbean/Atlantic.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to say yes to Pacific and Caribbean, no to the Atlantic for Jeff.
You don't think he went to the beach when he was a Knicks coach at all?
I don't think he... I think he was too scared to swim in the ocean, though, by that point.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah. But he'd been beaten down enough.
Or it's like the too Pacific, cold.
They're kids in California.
Yeah, exactly.
They like waited in the Pacific. And he lived in Houston long enough. He's got to have.
Well, I just also think they've been to Club Med with the Kims before.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Do you think they went together? Or
yes,
do you think it's
yeah, they went together.
Several times.
You don't think that Stan Van Gundy goes on vacations with, like, Pat Riley?
No, they go to Sandals Resorts. Club Med.
I think
they
their budget is different.
God, I want to see the Van Gundy version of White Lotus.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Pat's willing to spend, Stan's not, you know?
Yeah,
they're not going to agree on where to go or how to spend their time. I was just going to say, I don't feel like either of them, as much as they look like they would be, I don't feel like they're very buoyant. You know, people that just go in water and sink? Like, I think that's the both of them.
Just seems like he'd be immediately cold, too.
Yeah, he would be.
But yeah, I guarantee, I think yes for the Pacific because of where they grew up.
Uh-huh.
And yes for the Caribbean because one of the Kims made them go snorkeling one time at a Sandals resort. Or no, it's not snorkeling. It's they had to swim with dolphins in one of those really sad.
Oh yeah.
One of those really sad where they pen off the dolphins. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also think Jeff somehow found a wetsuit that was also a turtleneck.
But yeah, yes, absolutely. But even though they both were in places with beaches on the East Coast for a long time, I don't think either has gone in the Atlantic.
Oh, you're saying no Atlantic for Stan either.
Too rough. Well, I think it's too rough.
He's in Orlando, so.
There's plenty of water there. Around.
Okay, but look, this is like me. Okay, this is me being a real swim fan, but like this is swimming. Not waiting, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then I'm going to say the Pacific is a no. Like, I feel like they were not brave children.
Mm-hmm.
What would the ocean in Miami, is that the Caribbean or is that the Atlantic? That's the Caribbean, right?
It's both.
Yeah.
I think Stan went in the water in Miami.
But he waited. I think he waited.
Maybe. All right.
And then probably complained. It was like, this is just like bathwater. What do I want to do in here? But was scared. So and they got like a rash.
Like, oh, I absolutely think that each one of them has been stung by a jellyfish before.
Oh, for sure.
Like really fast.
But with Jeff, it was somehow on land.
Right.
Like they were walking around when the tide was out and he somehow stepped on a dying jellyfish. Yeah.
And Stan like very quickly had one of his children pee on his feet and Jeff like just was hopping around being like, can someone help me out?
Mm-hmm.
Urine makes it feel better.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, so 17 and 18, been to New Zealand and been to Tahiti.
Neither have been to New Zealand.
No way.
Been to Tahiti possible. Again, because they feel like they go on cruises and sandals.
It depends
resorts,
on the cruise
you know
route.
I mean?
That's
well,
what
the next
one.
Number 19 is flown on a helicopter. 20 has been on a cruise.
They've both been on a cruise for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Helicopter?
I think Jeff, yes. Stan, no. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Because flying in a helicopter is a real rich guy New York thing, and don't you think there was like some he had to like wine and dine somebody where fucking
he's trying to get Alan Houston to sign his contract.
Yeah,
extension.
So and like they have to ride on a helicopter. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, he was like clutching, like white knuckling.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. He hated it. He was throwing up the whole time.
He can't hear out of the headphones. Yeah, and I could see it happening for like a broadcasting traffic emergency or something.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, 21 is gone camping.
Stan, yeah.
Yeah, Jeff, I think this is also a Stan, yeah, Jeff, no.
Okay, 22, served on a jury.
Mm. I mean, by virtue of like their age, right? Yes.
Oh, I would say no.
I think they're like
perjured themselves.
No,
I think they get three questions into a voir dire, and the attorney's like, these answers are so long, like, or the judge is gonna excuse. I think they also always have travel. Mm-hmm. So it's there. I think there's a lot of like just immediate DQs.
I do think if one of them had been on a jury, it would be Jeff, though.
Yeah, I think so too. And he would have been the foreman.
Mm-hmm. And he would have.
Oh no, he would have wanted to be the foreman, and then he'd keep trying to interrupt the foreman.
Okay, so.
Okay, 20,
wait, 20... I looked up Van Gundy jury duty.
Uh huh.
And Stan Van Gundy was actually summoned for jury duty in Detroit when he was in Detroit at one point.
Uh-huh.
And it was during the All-Star break.
Oh.
He said, yeah, no, there's chance. A good chance I'll miss the dunk contest. He said, actually, one of my daughter's birthdays is Friday. So if I'm finished with jury duty and make it to Florida Saturday night, we're having a party for her. But he did not serve on the jury.
Okay.
That's like three of my favorite things. I've never been on jury duty, and I've always wanted to do it. You know, I love the dunk contest, and I love birthdays. Mm-hmm. Damn.
So, yeah, that's a no for both.
Okay, this 23 danced in the rain.
Yeah, I think Stan, yeah, Jeff, no.
I also think Stan, yeah, Jeff, no.
I think he's done it too. Yeah. Okay. 24 and 25 are yeses. Been to California, been to New York. That's just factual. 27 is been on TV. That's going to be a yes for both.
Wait, which one did I miss? I'm trying to count them here.
Sorry. 26 is sang karaoke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this one's hard.
I think, Jeff. Yeah. Stan. No, I think Stan. Too shy with this, but I'm trying to think of what Jeff's go-to song is.
I think Stan, yes, Jeff, no, and it's because I know something about the Heat. They have that karaoke party. Shane Battier has a karaoke party every year.
Oh,
with the Heat, our friend Brandy hosted it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think. Yeah, but Stan predates Shane Battier,
right? But I would guess he's been to it.
I think Jeff has
Florida, and he's a rich guy.
I think Jeff has done it. I don't think there's any way to avoid it being in the media that long.
I think you can avoid singing karaoke. Well, you know what I'm going to do right now? Van Gundy karaoke.
I think Jeff's done it. He's vulnerable to peer pressure. Trying to think, what is Jeff Van Gundy?
I feel like he's saying. Fucking free falling or something.
He did a duet of "Don't You Want Me" with some like intern at ESPN or like a production assistant.
You know what? I actually hear some audio of Stan Van Gundy doing karaoke.
Oh,
can't touch this. Why are you better than that man? Can't touch this. No, sound of the band of the white, but he's a mega dream.
Find the Van Gundy part. But okay, anyway, that joke is ruined. That was, of course, Dwight Howard's version of You Can't Touch This. Van Gundy karaoke, nothing comes up. So I'm guessing neither have.
All right. 28 is had a grandchild. 29 is had a pet. Those are yes, no answers. I think both have had pets.
Stan did because I talked to him about his dog.
Katie with some inside info.
They both have a couple of kids and they're not home a lot. They definitely have pets.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think Jeff's not like a pet guy.
Jeff absolutely has a dog. It's like the one thing he likes. Don't you think?
He likes football. He's also lived in the same place for 20 years.
Jeff is one of those guys where the only thing he likes is his dog.
Yeah, but I don't think he had a dog until he got to Houston.
Yes, no, absolutely. But, and it's like, I guarantee it's like a little dog too, like a weird tiny dog.
I just googled Jeff Van Gundy dog, and there's a story that he called his neighbor's rescue dog ugly.
No, I remember when he did that. That was funny. I guarantee he has a dog though.
Grandchild? I just have no idea. It's not really. It's sort of outside this exercise.
I don't. Are there kids old enough to have had kids
yet? Stans, maybe?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean,
this is probably the one I care about the least.
Yeah, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter, yeah.
If we're short on it, we'll just add one. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. Which, by the way, we're at 20 now. So he's only done 9 things left on here.
Okay, well, all right.
Or 8. All right. 8. He's only done 8 things left on here.
All right, 30 and 31. Okay, 30. Let's do the extreme ones. Really We've got been downhill skiing, been water skiing, rode on a motorcycle, jumped out of a plane. I kind of think 0 for 4. No, Jeff's been downhill skiing.
You think Jeff's been downhill skiing?
He went to Yale. Like, someone took him skiing at some
point. Yeah, okay.
I'm going to say the other ones, I'm going to say 0 for 4 for Stan, 1 for 4 for Jeff. They definitely have not skydived.
I think there's a chance Stan had, like, a motorcycle phase. Like, a Wild Hogs phase.
Yeah.
he's just been like a coach for so long.
Right, but he has unlike Jeff, Stan has like midlife crisis energy to me. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. motorcycle is the first thing those guys always do.
And he had that huge house like on Lake Michigan. He had this huge like lake house. I feel like he would have had a motorcycle to go between there and the arena after he did that weird bicycle.
But don't you think he only rode it for like 2 months and then it was too scary?
Yeah, he was like, ooh, I'm not going to ride in the winter or the spring.
Or like, I think he had like a close call at one point.
It just kind of speed wobbled and he was like,
he was like, never again.
Now, Otis Smith, the GM of the Magic, was, like a big motorcycle guy. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that would be the spot for me, I think.
And they had their own Wild Hogs fake guy motorcycle jackets.
This might be like I'm putting this way out there, but I can picture Stan Van Gundy water skiing.
I also can picture him water skiing, but I'm worried now. We've had too many yes is here based on the numbers.
Right. Yeah.
I think these are all life. Oh. I don't think Stan Van Gundy's back. Well, okay, so here's my explanation for this. Otis Smith was going on a trip to the Sturgis motorcycle rally.
Oh, to get COVID.
With a long time. Well, this was before COVID existed. But he was with a Magic fan friend. Mm-hmm. And that guy was killed in a motorcycle accident with Otis Smith.
And like, what does this like, have to do with Stan Van Gundy?
He was working. He was the head coach of the team. That would make him not ever ride a motorcycle.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Both of these assholes have been to drive-in movies, right?
They're the right age. They must have.
They've got some fond and gross memories of driving.
Okay, rode an elephant. I think weirdly Jeff yes, Stan no.
I mean Stan no for sure. Rode a horse? Jeff has rode a horse.
No, see?
He lives in Houston.
But here's what I'm going to say. I think Jeff has ridden a mule but not a horse. And the farmer does it to him as a joke. He's like, you're an ass, get on the ass.
Jeff Van Gundy horseback leads to nothing.
I guarantee Jeff's been on an elephant, though. I can't tell you why. It's like somebody, I think somebody made Jeff go on safari one time and he was miserable the entire time.
Also, the circus comes to Madison Square Garden. Yeah, it's true. So they live there. My clown contacts let me know that they just live in that building.
But yeah, I think Jeff has not been on a horse, though. He's been on a mule, not a horse.
Do you think he lies about it?
I think he thinks he's been on a horse.
Right. Just a farmer trick, a groom tricked him. All right.
Stan's been on a horse, though, right? We all can agree with that.
I don't think he's been on a horse.
I don't know.
I just can't see the point in his life. He was riding horses.
Bearing for
but
it.
Does a pony count as a horse?
No.
Okay. Then no. You're right.
I mean, like actually, on this basic ass list, it probably does. But
like, I just don't see it with Stan. He hasn't lived in the right spots for horses.
Also, why is horse capitalized? I mean, I agree with that, but like.
I don't know. Okay.
Don't you think Stan was on a horse one time? He was like, I've never been on a horse, but I play horse.
I just think that there would have been some, I just think I could see him asking out of a horseback ride. All right. 37 donated blood.
I think Stan has donated blood.
Yeah.
I think Jeff has also too. Actually.
I think they have. Yeah. We know that piercing and tattoo are nose.
I think Jeff has a secret tattoo.
Yeah, there's like a or like a secret. There's like a nipple piercing. What do you think
Jeff Van Gundy's tattoo says?
I think Jeff has a tattoo on his ass that he's like embarrassed about that he got with his.
It says like Kim loves Jeff.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. or his initials in like old English JVG.
Oh, no.
If he has a piercing, I think he has, like, nipple rings, and they're of, like, a surprisingly large gauge. Like, he's been upping them over the years.
But Stan is a hard no for both of
these. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, driven a stick shift vehicle.
Yes, I think that's a yes for both. Super proud of it.
Okay, mm-hmm. 41, Ben scuba diving.
No.
Yep.
Oh,
I thought we said yes for Stan somewhere like when he was wading in the ocean.
See, I said snorkeling. Scuba diving is very different.
I think they have not scuba. They don't have the free time to get certified.
Yeah.
Picturing these guys with the bends.
42 lived on your own.
Like also.
That is a weird.
No. I think no, though. When did they get married?
Stan met his wife when he was a college basketball coach and she was a college admissions officer. But I kind of think he would have had roommates. Like, does that count?
That's what I mean. I feel like
But don't you think when he was a college basketball coach, they give you like an apartment at the college?
Yeah, but they were married very young. Oh, Jeff lived on his own, though, because he didn't get married till 1990. I think
Jeff is a yes. Stan is a no, surprisingly.
Never lived on his own. Ben in a limousine. I think that's a yes.
It's a yes for both.
What about like hung at the top of a limousine?
No. Yes for Jeff, no for Stan.
Did Jeff
Jeff was carsick.
Yeah. Okay. And Stan's like, nope, they tell you not to do that. That's unsafe. That's unsafe. Okay. 44 got a speed.
I think yes, and they're both embarrassed about it.
Yeah, like it's a shameful thing that happened. Yeah. But they've just had to drive too much. 45 broken a bone.
It's gotta be a no, because we're at 25 for Stan here. We only have how many more? 28? 3?
Well, yeah, but I think the last two are no's.
True. Okay. Then yes, right?
I think Jeff is a yes.
Jeff is a yes for broken a bone. Stan, but like though,
just from tripping over something.
Yeah, Stan broken a bone.
I don't know. I feel like he's careful.
Have either of you broken a bone?
No.
I've also never broken a bone.
Oof. I broke my wrist when I was 7. And so then
that's
a
yes, Sean.
You know, it's a yes. I just mean like as it's what's weird to me is like breaking a bone as an adult seems so crazy.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm pretty sure I broke a toe, but I don't really think that counts exactly.
No, it counts.
But I mean, like, you don't go to the doctor for that. Like, there's no difference between a broken toe and a swollen toe, really,
sure,
in terms of your treatment. And I, yeah, so I've possibly broken a rib, but bruising a rib, again, same thing. You just don't do anything.
But that's still breaking a bone.
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying. I've never had like the last time I had an X-ray was like 30 years ago.
Sure.
I mean, it's still a yes. It's
when
still
you broke your wrist.
Yeah. In a kickball game. Kickback. Technically.
I think okay, Stan's broken a bone. Now that I think about it, they played the basketball pretty high. Like,
oh
a
yeah,
lot.
You're right.
They both played. And I think they also both had stitches.
I think that's right.
And yeah. I think Jeff has had stitches very recently. like he might be getting them right now.
Yeah, like he's... Do you think he's a snitch? No, he just got stitches.
So. No, I think he was just, like, wandering around in his mansion and somehow, like, a vase fell on him.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay, 47, traveled alone.
I think this is Jeff, yes, Stan, no.
I don't think yeah, Jeff's think traveled so. Alone.
See, that's I so do think Jeff has traveled alone. I think Jeff has had to, like, he's had to go, like, scout something stupid. And he also didn't have to go. You know what I mean? But he's like, no, I gotta do this. Ugh.
I just think he's always going with somebody. Like, I think he likes hanging with Breen and Jackson.
Jeff's like a lone wolf a little bit.
Yeah, I consider Jeff to be like an outsider. Mm-hmm. He's like creep.
I just think he's like married and with a lot of organizations. I just think a lot of his, like, when would he have done that?
Well, like, I just feel like actually both of these guys, like, they, for business, they have to fly to stupid, the Final Four to watch the guy or whatever when they were coaches.
I was
going to
say.
I always assume they're with somebody when that happens.
I feel like Jeff made a point to drive alone to the bubble.
Oh,
we also know
he has traveled alone. We know he's traveled alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he drove like 12 hours without listening to the radio.
That's what I mean. I feel like he loves that kind of shit.
Okay, yeah. You're right. You're right. Jeff is for sure. You know what I think? What are we at for Stan? What's our total? Because I think he has 27. Okay, I think we're right then. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 48 graduated from university. I believe both of them did.
Yeah.
And then 49 retired? I don't think they would answer yes to that.
No.
And then 50 owned a company.
Haven't they both just been fired?
They've both been fired a lot. Yeah.
But Jeff is always trying
to get a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's had a job for 40 years now.
Yeah. All right. And owned a company.
No.
Do you think they have any weird, like, little side hustles?
That's what I'm wondering.
I can't imagine. I just can't imagine seeing a business plan and someone saying yes.
Would you consider... No, never mind. I was going to say Stan's brief stint as a GM, but no, that doesn't really count. But
my question is, does... They probably both charge speaking fees. Right,
that doesn't count.
No, but don't you think they both have like LLCs?
LLCs,
yeah. Do they count that though? No, but the question is, does Stan count it when he answered this?
No, he doesn't.
No, because I feel like he still thinks of that as something maybe aspirationally he can do.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is,
What do you think Jeff Van Gundy's LLC is called, Sean?
Oh,
JVG Inc.
I bet it is something related to the Houston Texans, or it's like Van Gumby.
But as like an accidental typo, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say though, I don't think these guys have LLCs because of how many W-2 jobs they have. Like you look at Stan Van Gundy's history. He graduates college and he just has a job continually. There's like a year he's still being paid by the Heat. And then I don't know. It feels like even when he was unemployed after Detroit, he immediately started working as a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
So, man,
Can you imagine seeing one of these guys as a motivational speaker, though?
Yeah, I have. I've watched that clip of Stan doing a pep talk many times.
All right. Well, we hit Stan Van Gundy at 28, right on the dot.
Great.
Jeff, 30. I think that's right.
That seems right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jeff has definitely done more of this shit than Stan has. Because Jeff is a weirdo. Sean, is there any other thing you want to talk about with Katie before we get to the rest?
Yeah, let's just really quickly, I want to see if you have any thoughts about Pat Beverly changing teams.
Oh, wait,
twice.
We're talking trades? Hold on. if we're going to talk about trades, we got to do this.
Trades. That's right, we're talking about trades.
/ Capspace URLs, you remember? We talk about Capspace all the time in the program. / Capspace, let them know that you came from us. Limited time only, terms apply.
Protected picks.
You can even create a beautiful website while listening to this podcast. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website. Create yours today. That's wix.com/woj, W-O-J, to get 10% off.
Rights to euros that are never coming.
Enter code NBA at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Expiring salaries.
And if you missed it, we launched the Recapables Billions podcast on our Recapables feed.
Treating people like their assets and not people.
ZipRecruiter.com/lowpost, L-O-W-E post. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Even robots know that basketball is a business, so players shouldn't have feelings because of business. Trades.
All right, Sean, we had a guy get traded twice in a week, which is late for this sort of behavior.
I know. It's like we're dealing with Luke Ridenour here. So the Los Angeles Clippers traded Rajon Rondo, young big man Daniel Oturu, and Patrick Beverley, the most long tenured Clipper. He'd been there for 4 years, I think. They got Eric Bledsoe back from the Memphis Grizzlies, who had acquired Eric Bledsoe late of the Milwaukee Bucks, then been flipped to the New Orleans Pelicans, and then traded to the Grizzlies. Joey, do you know who the player currently on the Clippers roster with the most career games as a Clipper is?
I do know. It's, well, most career games as a Clipper?
Yeah.
It might be Eric Bledsoe.
It is Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah, yeah.
He has been on the team. They really have a brand new team now. There is Zubac has been on
Zubac
the team. Zubac
is the longest tenured Clipper currently.
Yeah, with 2 years and 2 months, on the team. Something like that. He's played almost 180 games, I think. But Patrick Beverley, even though he seems like a uniquely grit and grind player, I would say, he fouls almost as much as the NBA's current foul champion, Dylan Brooks. But he did not stay long in Memphis, although he did tweet something like, "Let's get it, grit and grind." And
yeah,
then,
he thought he was going to be there. And then he definitely thought Zach Kleiman from the Grizzlies was like, "Nope." And traded the next day.
He was traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves for young prospect Jared Culver and surprisingly heavily tattooed Spanish swingman Juancho.
One of the great names in the NBA. Really thought he was going to be good.
I mean, he's kind of, he got mono. That really derailed his
The mono kind of fucked him. Just not unlike this guy I knew in college named Bob.
I think he's currently injured because he wasn't playing on the Spanish team, and Willie, his brother Willie, was. So So, Kate, I just, what do you think about the vibe of the Minnesota Timberwolves? Well,
no, Sean brought up Juancho Hernan Gomez and Willie Hernan Gomez. And what we wanted to do was we have this list of Twitter things to figure out how many points do you think? Do you think Juancho Hernan Gomez has been married?
No.
Okay, what about Willie Hernan Gomez?
Maybe.
I think yes. All right, go.
The best thing about Juancho Hernan Gomez, do you remember last year, or fuck, what year was that? Not last year. The year before, right before the pandemic, there was like a video that someone took of Juancho in the shower at like the arena. He was in an ice tub in the shower, and the shower was running, and he was eating a sandwich in the tub.
Wait, so he's
in running water.
So he has a shower going on him in an ice tub, but he's eating
bread, a bread based
like a
meal.
Like a what kind of sandwich are we talking about here? Like submarine?
Yeah,
how
yeah.
big like am I?
Not so big, like more of like a
like somebody went to Jimmy John's,
like a Calabrese bun or something, you know, like it's a dense, it's not gonna fall apart, but it's still like you can't eat that shit in water.
Well, you can't eat any bread in water, right?
Not like, when the water's coming from above as well,
unless you're at like a Catholic mass. Then you can eat bread and water, but in that case, it's blood and wine. I mean, blood and body. Anyway,
So I wanted to ask Katie about, do you feel like there is a dramatic difference in vibes in what Minnesota has done by exchanging backup point guard Ricky Rubio for backup point guard Patrick Beverley?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you think?
Just a little. Though this made me kind of question myself, because I felt bad for Pat Bev. I felt like that was a little bit of a whiplash situation.
But that's just because been a while since you've seen him purposefully injure someone.
Yeah, that's true. Hasn't had it out for anyone I've cared about for a little while. So maybe that's why, but I don't know. He seems stoked. So I also wondered if anyone within that trade wanted to put revenge on him. Like had some kind of like slow boiling revenge that they were trying to take.
Like they had to get him out of Memphis because they were like, JB is like, I don't appreciate the things you've done.
I mean, I think it was maybe... I think the GM maybe was like, oh no, I traded for Patrick Beverley. The coach is going to play him more than my cool
D'Anthony
young
Melton.
Players. I got to get him out of here now. You know what I mean? Because Pat Beverley is a real, like, I'm a coach. I got to play this guy 30 minutes guy, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I am worried about, though? How's this going to shake out for Anthony Edwards?
I'm worried about Anthony Edwards. it seems like he really, at the end of the year, turned one of the all-time good vibes team, bad vibes of all-time teams, into a good vibes team with the help of Ricky Rubio. And now it's a lot of heavy lifting. But you know what? He's a special guy, so he might be able to do it.
He's pretty impervious, so I hope that he somehow stays impervious to Patrick Beverley. But I don't know anyone that... aside from Kawhi. Actually, no, never mind. Scratch that, because he's gone. But I was going to say anyone who's been able to actually do that.
Patrick Beverley is so embarrassing. Once, one time, Steph Curry, like, burned him super hard.
Oh, yes.
And Steph Curry doesn't do that to anyone.
So this is two years ago this happened.
Warriors were playing
the Clippers.
Kawhi,
first
Paul
game
George
of the season,
Clippers.
Yeah.
And Pat Beverley said to Steph Curry at a timeout, the last 5 years were yours. The next 5 years are mine. And Steph Curry laughed and said, aren't you 32?
Harsh. So he self-cursed himself. That kind of answers my question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one's cursed Pat Bev. He cursed himself.
Right.
I think
being
that's right.
Pat Bev,
mm-hmm.
He's too Pat Bev.
I'm also glad he's gone from this sweet Grizzlies team. I was a little bit worried about that.
I know. I am too. But now he's going to mess up Cat's life again. Cat just always has to have a rain cloud over his head.
A tyrant.
Yeah. Like, it's like, well, Matt, is that rain cloud's name D'Anthony? Sorry, D'Angelo Russell.
Well, no, but even before that, it was like, Kurt Rambis is yelling at him or whatever. It's
Mean Jimmy. Yeah.
I have Jimmy a child him coach. To play
Xbox. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They hired a child in a suit to coach me. All right. You know what? I think that's our episode. Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Plug some stuff for me, will you?
I have to write up everything that I did at Summer League. I didn't really see that coming. What do I have? I wrote a profile about Xavier Tillman, a sweet grizzly that we were just talking about. That's on Dime. I have a bunch of stuff coming out on Yahoo Sports Canada about the Raptors Summer League team. Something that came out today just about the shape of the team. It's probably boring for the people that listen to the show. And then what else do I have? There's just a lot of stuff.
Basketball like really feelings.
Reconcile. Yeah, there's basketball feelings. There's my dear diary, as I mentioned earlier, that I scan and put on the online.
Dishes and Dimes.
There you go.
Yeah. Am I forgetting anything else?
No, that feels right.
At WTEVS on Twitter, at Whatevs.
You can find me there. Okay. That's it.
Sean, what would you like to plug?
You
were on Fast Break Breakfast yesterday.
I was on Fast Break Breakfast yesterday. I will have some more pieces on the HistoryChannel.com next week about NFL scandals. And I'm recording an album at the San Francisco Punchline on Wednesday, September 29th. Lineup TBD. I think it's going to be hosted by our friend Ben Colino, though.
Oh, great.
He'll be performing at least. Ben. Everybody loves Ben Colino. Including us, of course.
As for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where on August 17th, I tweeted, "So, my wife just put an offer on a house 33% higher than the asking price. All cash, no contingencies, and somehow we were still outbid. This market is insane. Save your money, people."
I mean, that's not financial advice, by the way.
I hope he didn't sell all his Dogecoin to put that 33% offer in higher. Sean, did you write a song?
I did. I'm continuing my quest to stick it in Sufjan Stevens' eye by writing songs about every NBA city. We've gotten to Golden State, and I collaborated with young hot star Billie Eilish for a song about Steph Curry, and it's called Wife Guy.
I'm surprised you didn't call it Blood Guy, but anyway. trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Let's all be nostalgic for Summer League, even though it was only a week ago.
White kicks, they look like nurses' shoes. Internet torch the Curry to Aisha's show. Got a lot of views. His favorite food's chicken parm. She tweeted the finals were rigged. Got her own sweet food network gig. Riley has gotten really big. Protect this house like underarm. So he's a sweet guy, championship repeat guy, one of the elite guys, pictures of her feet guy. He's a heat check guy, friends with Howard Beck guy, got a huge paycheck guy, can't get no respect guy. He's a wife guy. Duh. He's a wife guy. Shots wet, like water down the drain. Suffered a million ankle sprains. Jumps around just like House of Pain when he sinks from half court. I like it when he shoots a three. Committed to monogamy. Quotes Book of Deuteronomy. Holy moly's a sport. So you're a church guy, sell a lot of merch, guys. Kirk Lake of Research guy, Lefty Lee in the Lurch guy. He's a quick guy, a post-bikini pics guy. Lighten up the Knicks guys, Draymond's a nut kick guy. He's a wife guy. Duh. He's a wife guy. Duh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.